stay home. But sometimes when you're just compelled by the Spirit, you just can't stay home. And you just get yourself together and take your time and do what you have to do. Amen? You do what you have to do. I'm not a quitter. Y'all know I'm a finisher. It's just my personality. I don't blame other people for what they do or anything like that. It's just my personality. We're going to continue from last week, actually. And so, last week we were talking about building on a firm foundation. Building on a firm foundation. There were a number of you who were here last week. But first, before I go there, I just like to say good morning. Just good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord, truly. You just don't know some days how good it is to be in the house of the Lord. Some that, you know, you just think even some moments you're not going to make it. You're just not going to wake up. Or, you know, you just think thoughts like, okay, God, you know I'm ready. And he's like, I don't know who you're talking to, but I'm not ready for you. And so, but we're going to talk about building on a firm foundation. And last week, we had a really important lesson. We had an important lesson because a lot of times, as a believer, we think that just because we have Jesus as a firm foundation and that he is our foundation forever, that we can just relax and do not much of anything else to build on the firm foundation. And so, I don't know if any of you were watching any kind of television last week, but I think we had every example that came up during that sermon last week. Just different kinds of things. And I was going to do something just a little bit different today. Even for those of our visitors, I thank you for visiting today, and hope that it just didn't throw you off here, off center too much, but we are going to be on track. So, did anyone see 60 Minutes last week? Y'all ought to tune into 60 Minutes some days, okay? 60 Minutes last week had an expose on an apartment building called the Millennium Tower. And what they have found, it's been up for some time, it's one of the tallest buildings in the San Francisco area. And guess where the building is sinking into? It's sinking into just the dirt. Can you imagine living in a building like that? That says that they have a firm foundation, but is sinking into the dirt. All because they didn't dig down to what? Bedrock. And so they built that structure in the soft sand. We were talking about that. Making sure that your house is in order. Make sure that you are into bedrock. Making sure that you really know who the Savior is. Making sure that you really know. Yes. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Thank you. So that was one example. That was like the same night. I was like, wow, that was a timely sermon. Very timely. So you know what? It makes a difference on whom you place your trust. No, here it is. Right here. Yes. Turn to the book of Matthew. That's where we were. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Matthew 7, chapter 24, verses 24 through 27. When you have it, please stand so we can read the word of God. It says, therefore. So that means everything that's come before. And then we're talking about the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' famous group of sermons, and this winds up the sermons on the Mount. And so it says here, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, I just thank you for those who are here today. I thank you, God, for just who you are, for penetrating our hearts and giving us all the nourishment that we could ever need. You have an unending supply of nourishment in your word. Now, therefore, I pray that we take what we've learned and that we continue to put it into process and progress. And Lord, that you would bless your people, open our hearts, encourage us, Lord. And I pray, Father, that someone's life, someone might be doing something different with their building. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. So that was one example, was the Millennium Tower in San Francisco. And then, lo and behold, there were a few more examples of just shoddy workmanship. People who just didn't want to do things right. You know, you just can't hire anybody these days. You better check it out first. You better make sure that you have a good builder, a strong contractor, somebody who's going to look at that job. I'm not giving it to you, friend, and then paying you $3,000, $4,000, and then you skipping town on my money. For real? I don't think so. So remember, we were talking about how to make a decision. How do I make a decision? And we said that we had to first have three things, didn't we? Precision. Decision. Direction. Precision was the first part of the sermon, and that had to do with developing core values. Now, you know, you see our little ones over here? This is the time, mama, daddy, whoever's raising you. Now, I'm talking to the kids because they're going to bug you to death. So, whoever's raising you ought to be making sure that they teach you some core values, right? What are core values? Core values, what's right and what's wrong. Because once they get to a certain age, like 8 years old, they're telling you what's right and what's wrong. So you better get a good head start first and tell your children and your grandchildren what's right and what's wrong. So little ones, if you're below about 8 years old, you need to remind your parents, I need for you to teach me some core values. If you don't know what they are, I'm serious. You ever been around the schools here recently? You think these kids have core values? You think they've been taught anything at home? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So we said precision is critical. Who you are is critical because, you know what, like I said, when you get to be 12, then you think you're grown. And you're gonna tell somebody else what to do. You don't turn no key. You don't work anywhere or anything like that. But yet you still want to do what you want to do. It's just, I'm telling you, it's just not gonna work for you. It's not gonna work for you. For anybody, any of us, if you have no core values, do you know that a lot of our mistakes that we make have to do with not having core values? Not having a stand on something that we're gonna believe in no matter what, and believe God for, because that's what His Word says. That's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna have a set of values. This is something I will do, something I won't do. You just go down the line. If you know God is not a liar, then why are you a liar? God is a God of truth. It's just common sense kind of stuff. So precision is important. It's important to be precise about your core values. Important to be precise about your core values. So, and we were talking about decision. That our decisions ought to be driven a lot by our, or mostly by our what? Our core values. We ought to know, you ought to know right from wrong in deciding something about life. You may not have all the answers, and a lot of times we have to live without the answers. But you should be able to at least point yourself in the right direction. And by the right direction, I mean what? A godly direction. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to do. But it is doable. So we're making a decision. Making a decision. So has anybody seen the commercial with the lady in bed? Husband's trying to sleep and she's talking to the owl. Funny commercial. And so I was listening and I was like, oh, that's a good example too. Because we were talking about, how do you make a good decision? She was doing her homework. She was asking the owl about, well, why is your university better? And blah, 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 blah. And the husband finally rolls over. He said, listen to the bird. And so, because I guess he knows how she is. And so then she starts doing this winking thing with the bird. And the bird's like, are you okay? But the point is this, we all have to make decisions about the direction that we're going in. And I said, you know what, you gotta do your homework. You have to make your decisions based on sound Word of God. Based on the sound Word of God. Based on the wisdom you have at hand. And it's so funny because the example that I used last week was like, well, going to college ain't in the Bible. The Bible's not gonna tell you whether you should go to college or not. I was listening to this guy, I had to turn him off. Because I'm so sick of people preaching, you gotta be at a certain dot, or land in a certain place, and then you'll know your direction. No, you don't. I'm not teaching that. I'm not saying I've never said that before, but I'm not teaching it anymore from this day forward, because I just believe that you do what God wants you to do, which is what? Be holy as I am holy. That's it. And God will lead you to the right place. Is there a place you have to land? There's a lot of talk about destiny and a lot of that talk. I just am not buying it. That just because you're not somebody who's on television or televangelist all this, or being seen all the time, I'm just not buying that you're not successful because of it. Anybody with me? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Not. I'm just not. Because I think that God is, a lot of times he's trying to pull us out of something to protect us from something. He's trying to pull us out of something. If he's steering in a different direction, just pay attention to your core values. Because when your core values start to become corrupted, then you know you got a problem, right? You got a problem. So then we were talking about spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends and relationships and things like that. And when they start or seem to corrupt your core values, there's something what? There's something wrong. There's something wrong. And you know what? There are many of us in this room who just been through something, including me. We just been through something, thought it was the right person. That person corrupted our values over and over and over again. But just because we thought we wanted him or wanted her, we let it go. And got what? Turned around in the end. Hurt in the end is what I mean. So you know what? You gotta look at what you have at hand. If you don't have somebody in your life, if you don't have somebody, you're not in a relationship with somebody, run toward God. I've said that before, run toward him. And quit trying to make your own way. It's easier when you let God make your way than when you make your way and then you have consequences later on. Seriously. Really, really, really. So, there were some other examples this week, and I was going to ask if any of you picked up anything from last week, from the sermon last week. Anybody? Anybody pick up anything from last week in media? Yeah. See anything that clicks? I usually don't do this, but it's a way to cement some things and to have you looking for things during the week to say, you know, maybe I didn't put that door in the right place. It's so funny. I told y'all I like Property Brothers. So people always putting stuff in the wrong place. Who puts a door to the side? No, there were two. One door in the front and one door to the side. And guess what door they use for the front door? The side door. Who does that? So I was watching, what you call, Vanilla Ice Project. I love projects like that. And so he was doing this $1 million, you know, he does these high, fancy, falutin, what you call it, floors, marble, you know, all this stuff. And he's all about going to extremes. Okay, fine. But he had a good point. He buys this house. The house's front yard is the Atlantic Ocean. Who puts a pool in the front yard? He's like, this is crazy. It's just bad planning. Who does something like that? We're talking about a couple of million-dollar house. You or I or anybody sitting in this room could have done a whole lot better than what they did. So funny. So, you know, when we're talking about building on a firm foundation, and I kind of didn't finish off on direction, even though we finished the sermon that day, but your direction is so important. It's so important. I cannot tell you how much the Lord impressed upon me that you gotta be right. The window's gotta be in the right place. The bathroom's gotta be in the right place. I can tell y'all that. Bathroom's gotta be in the right place. Your rooms, they need to be set up in a certain way. And we're talking about this from a spiritual sense. Then we have a lot of work to do, don't we? Because last week, Larry played us, I'm building a building. Because I am. I'm building a building. You're building a building. We're building a building. And the one who's going to say, well done, my faithful servant, is who? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's gonna say, well done to my Father. Look what she did, or look what he did, or look what she was stood for 5 years ago, and something happened. I happened in her life. And now she's doing something different. It makes a difference, you guys. It really makes a difference. And I was telling everybody last week who was here that if you have a problem understanding the point of a sermon, let me know. Don't go weeks and think, oh, I don't want to ask. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to ask. So then, how many of you, after the sermon last week, really thought about something that you probably should have spoke to someone first before you did it? And that you wouldn't have been in this situation had you, somebody going to her, that Daryl, could tell that laugh. And if you had waited, or if you had talked to somebody, they could have given you maybe a really good wisdom about it. And how many times might God have said, you know what, you need to go talk to so-and-so, or you need to go talk to so-and-so. And you're like, I don't need to do that, I'm grown. I do what I want to do. But God had a word. He had a word, and you missed it. You missed what he was going to say, or what he wanted to tell you. And so then what happens? You have consequences. It's not that God wants to be mean. It's that things just follow a natural what? Course of events. They just do. They just do. So building on a firm foundation is just as important as your foundation. If you're not sure today who Jesus is, get sure. If you're not at bedrock, like you kind of shifting in the sand, you kind of on the dirt, like the building that's sinking into the foundation, it's time to get shored up. It's time to get into your word. It's time at least build some values. At least build some values, at least. There just should be certain things you just aren't going to do. Because if Jesus, the bride, if we're the bride of Christ, and we're his bride, could you walk really with his ring on your finger? Yeah, it's a good question. It's rhetorical, but it's a good question for each one of us to ask. Can you walk with his ring on your finger and walk with it proudly? Something to think about. Amen. So our lesson today was part two of building on a firm foundation. That it's so important. So little ones, younger ones, I'm going to ask you all what your core values are, to at least to give me one in the coming weeks. I want to know one core value. And mamas and dads, if you don't understand what a core value is, you let me know. And I'll explain it to you so that you can what? Explain it to your child. That you can give them right information. It's going to help them in school, wherever they are. Because you can hold them to a core value. You can say, you know what? We discussed this. This was our core value. This was what you were supposed to do. This is your promise to God. So you breached it. And this is how we begin to teach about repentance and all of those things, and know that God is real. All right. That's our lesson for today. Amen. Lesson for today. All right.